Good morning. It's August 21st, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Turbulence. The wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. James 3:17. When you walk down the gangway, stand in line at the end, slowly move forward and board a modern jetliner, you do it because you have faith that it will take you from where you are to where you want to go. Is it blind faith? No, because you know similar flights occur successfully thousands of times every day. You might even know some of the physics involved, some of the pilot's training, some of the engineer's perspective who designed and built the aircraft and its engines. Your faith is not in conflict with reason. It's aligned with it. So why is it then when the fasten seatbelt light comes on in mid-flight, the captain asks that everyone return to their seats, and you fly into the first of what could become severe turbulence, that your pulse goes up? Why are you all of a sudden nervous? And if the lights flicker and the turbulence snaps open some overhead bins or knocks someone off their feet, you may actually become scared to the point of panic. It's because your imagination takes you to the worst-case scenario, no matter how unlikely. It's your emotions that are reacting, not your capacity to reason at all. The person who thinks reason and faith are in conflict simply doesn't understand your faith. Christians don't just swallow a wild story because it gives them the eternal life that they crave. Their faith is based on reason. Anyone who thinks our faith is mythological or irrational hasn't read the book of Romans. They don't know Saul turned Paul, the consummate lawyer. They haven't read Acts and the way he reasoned with both those seeking and those trying to destroy the fledgling faith, as he had done once himself. Hundreds and hundreds of people saw the risen Christ. The empty tomb is impossible for critics to explain. Literally, millions of people can testify to their personal experiences with Christ having changed their lives. The study of the origins of the universe as well as the origins of life both lead inexorably to the inexplicable. When the evidence leads to the supernatural, or miraculous if you will, a true adherent of reason follows where the evidence leads. There are many books exploring the relationship between reason and faith. The point is that they're never really in conflict, because the latter is based on the former. It's only when our emotions and imagination take control of us that our faith falters. When we are emotionally upset, reason can go out the window, and along with it, the faith based upon it. When the going gets tough, the tough get going, to God. It's only reasonable. The one who created you and the world you live in is the one to trust. That's in whom you put your faith, because you become convinced by your own study, when you are not under duress, that the gospel is true. When the plane starts shaking, remember why you believed in the first place. That hasn't changed. Dear Heavenly Father, your word sets out every reason why we should believe. It is the evil one who would have us believe our faith is fantasy. Faith and reason have no quarrel, only faith and our own fears, insecurities, and emotions. Holy Spirit, take us back to Romans. Take us back to Hebrews. Take us back to the prophets whose predictions hundreds of years before were filled in your Son, and set our hearts at ease. The gospel is true. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.